It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Days gone by, it's the bigger love of the family.
Your turn, Judy.
Not so fast. Boardwalk's mine. Pay up.
Oh, you're right. And according to this card, I owe you a buck.
I've got a funny feeling I'd have a lot more money if I could read.
Hey, Ma.
Hi.
Hi, Aunt Harriet. Want to play?
Oh, no, thank you, sweetie. Judy, didn't I ask you to straighten up in here?
Yeah.
Well?
You meant today?
Laura, did you remember to take the chicken out the freezer?
Oh, I sure did, Mom. About 5 minutes ago. Oh, by the way, Mom, I'm going to a party tonight, and I'm supposed to bring brownies. Do you think you could whip some up?
Whip some up?
Well, not a lot, just a few dozen.
Laura, I have worked overtime every night this week, and do you know what I am?
Rich?
No, I'm tired. I've asked everyone around here to help out.
Hey, honey, would you iron this shirt for me? I would do it myself, but you always make them so fresh and crispy.
Carl, I really don't have time. I can't do
that. Hey, Mom. When's dinner?
And when I have been home less than 5 minutes, can I at least have time to breathe?
Sure, but can you breathe while you're making dinner?
That's it. I work 60 hours a week, but that's not enough, right? I apparently also have to cook chickens, iron crispy shirts, and bake brownies for the world.
Harriet's right. Now, come on, everyone. We've all got to help out around here.
Yeah, we should all pitch in.
Listen, you go upstairs and have yourself a nice, relaxing bubble bath. And when you come back down, I promise you that there'll be a piping hot meal waiting on the table for you.
Thank you, sweetie. That's an awful lot of work. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's no problem. Hello, Pizza City.
The logarithm, also called log, is the exponent indicating the power to which a fixed number, the base, must be raised to produce a given number.
Ow, perk up. This is riveting. Very nice, Vivian.
Thank you, Stephen. I realize that logarithms can be difficult, so perhaps a visual aid might help stimulate your interest. I knew it.
Vivian, you
might... Just a moment, Stephen. Now, I want you all to take a close look at the logs on this chart. Now, don't just memorize them. Work with them. Play with them. See how much fun they can be. What is so funny?
Vivian, look at the chart. There's a girl with enormous boom booms.
Amused. No one is is leaving this classroom until the individual responsible comes forward.
Now this lack of respect for math really crossed my behind.
Hey, Eddie, don't forget your poster.
Eddie, perhaps you could stay for a moment.
Thanks a lot, Waldo.
No problem, Bob.
Eddie.
I'm sorry, Miss Connors. I thought that putting this poster up would be funny, but instead it's turned out to be tasteless and rude.
That's right.
Well, live and learn. Can I go now?
Yes, straight down to Principal Shimada's office.
Oh, no! Miss Connors, Principal Shimada just nailed me for writing my phone number down in the girls' bathroom. He said one more stunting I'm off the basketball team.
Well, you should have thought about that before you tacked up the boom booms.
Yes, ma'am.
Eddie, you are a bright young man. Why are you behaving this way?
I don't know. I don't want to lay my problems on you.
Problems? What problems?
Oh, just stuff. That home. But I don't want to get into it. It's painful.
Eddie, talk to me. What's going on at home?
Well, Miss Connors, Oprah uses the phrase dysfunctional family. But, hey, the bottom line is that I screwed up, and now it's time to pay the piper. So,
Well, Eddie, if you need someone to confide in...
No. I don't want to air out dirty laundry. I'll just go down to Principal Shimada's office and let him take away the one thing I have left that brings me joy.
Well, Eddie, wait. Maybe in light of your stress at home, we could let this go.
Really?
Yes, but no more hijinks in my classroom.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Ah, don't be moi. I forgot my Mr. Calculator. Oh, don't be glum, Vivian. Very few share our passion for trade.
No, it's not that, Stephen. I'm worried about a student. He says he has problems at home, but he won't talk about it.
Huh? Another lonely teenage mariner navigating his fragile kayak through the stormy sea of life.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, knowing you as I do, Vivian, I'm sure you'll take the active approach.
Active approach?
Well, this poor teenager, whoever he may be, is obviously crying out for help.
But I don't really know what's wrong.
Well, find out. Investigate.
You really think I should?
Oh, absolutely. Reach out and touch that student. And tell him Stephen Q. Urkel sent you.
I tell you, I need a costume for the school play.
Honey, have you seen my black socks? You know, the comfy ones with the blue stripe?
Hold on. I thought everyone was going to pitch in around here.
I'm helping it, Harry.
Richie! Look at you! What are you doing?
I'm making a cake for dinner.
What about my science project?
Judy, she doesn't have time. My costume's gonna take all night.
Harriet, where are the black socks? Have you seen them?
Hey, Mom, when's dinner?
Yeah, we're all right.
I have asked you again and again to help out around here, and you've ignored me. Well, from this moment on, you're gonna see what it's like to have to fend for yourselves. Because Harriet Winslow is on strike. Move out of my way.
Yo, Dad, is that legal?
Hey, place is really getting gross.
Then clean it up. I'm still on strike.
I can't pitch in right now. I promised Grandma I'd help her get ready.
For when?
Tonight's that charity bachelor auction.
Oh, Lord. Remember last year when she bought that date with that retired underwear model?
Then she demanded her money back when she found out he modeled ladies' underwear.
Harriet!
Kyle!
Harriet, I can't find my ripped jeans and my bandana.
I'll call the FBI, dear.
I need those things. Tonight is my big undercover drug bust, and I don't have a thing to wear.
Carl, where did you see him last?
Well, I put them in the hamper 2 whole days ago.
Honey, check the clothes hamper.
But, well, gee, didn't anybody do laundry around here?
Not me. I'm still on strike.
Well, excuse me, Norma Ray.
Look, Carl.
No, you look. Now, if you want to play this little strike game with the kiddies, it's okie dokie with me. But nah, you're messing with the big kahuna. And the big kahuna wants some attention from his little wahini.
And what would you like your little wahini to do?
Well, the heart's a mess. So why don't you just hula yourself on into the laundry room and wash the big kahuna's wiki wiki.
Either the big kahuna's had too many Mai Tais, or he's got his head up his volcano. Because there is no way this little wahini is going anywhere near your wiki wiki.
I'll get it.
Hello. Are your parents home?
Beats me. Are you here to clean?
Oh, no.
Well, I love to chat, but I have to go make dinner.
You're making dinner?
Yep. We're having hot fudge sundaes.
Thank God. I'm sick of candy bars.
Grandma, you look beautiful.
Oh, thanks, honey. I just hope $200 is enough to buy me a decent man.
Well, you just be patient and don't buy the first guy that you see.
It's a recession, sugar. I might be able to buy two.
Carl, you look fine.
No, I don't. Now, you know I like to wear my ripped jeans when I go out to buy drugs. Hey, who are you?
I'm Vivian Connors, your son's math teacher. It is no wonder he is acting up in class. How can he live in this madhouse?
Excuse me? But what are you talking about?
Eddie said there were problems at home, but this is appalling. Thank God the boy is just pulling harmless pranks.
Miss Connors?
Oh, Eddie. You poor child, come here. You need a hug. Stephen, I want to thank you for urging me to get involved. This young man would have been better off raised by wolves.
You mean that student with troubles at home is Eddie Winslow?
That's right.
Oh, boy.
And I would never have come here if you hadn't urged me to get involved.
Come here, Steve.
You have enough troubles on your hand. No sense adding manslaughter to that list.
Will somebody please tell us what's going on?
I will.
Uh,
son has been acting up in my class, and he confided in me that he is having problems at home.
Miss Connors, I assure you that our son, Edward Winslow, is not having problems at home.
Mm-mm.
Yet. Edward, go wait in the kitchen for me.
But, Dad,
now.
Yes, sir.
Harriet, would you please explain to Miss Connors here that we are a very loving family?
I'll try.
Good. And while you're doing that, I'll be in the kitchen killing our son.
Hi, Dad.
Knock it off.
Yes, sir.
You know, Edward, I just don't get it. You appear to be quite normal. You have all five senses. You walk erect. But yet you often act like a bonehead! Edward, your mother is out there trying to explain things to one very traumatized math teacher.
Dad, let's just face it. Miss Connors just picked a bad day to visit. And I picked a bad time to say that.
Edward, let me get this straight. Now, you pulled a stupid stunt in class and got caught. But instead of taking your lumps like a man, you instead try to make your poor teacher feel sorry for you. You lied about us just to save your scrawny neck.
Well, yeah. I was in big trouble and I panicked.
Edward, whenever I talk about you, I tell people that my son has a straight A average. He's witty, he's clever, and man, he's even better looking than Denzel Washington. You see, when I lie up. I am very, very proud of my family. I put them on pedestals because, son, that's where I think that they deserve to be.
You're right, Dad. I'm sorry.
You know, son, I'm a cop. And every day I see families out there who really do have problems. That kind of tragedy is nothing to make light of.
I know, Dad, and I'm lucky to have a happy home.
Well, I am really glad to hear you say that. Because you're going to be spending a lot of time in your happy home. Ouch. So how's it going out there?
Well, I managed to explain why the house is under 3 feet of trash. And I think she understands why you were going out to score drugs. But she's having real trouble with your mother buying men.
I expect each and every one of you to pitch in and help your mom out around the house. Is that understood?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, be happy about it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you, everybody. Okay, the strike is over. Let's clean up this house.
No, sweetheart. Since I set the bad example, I'm going to set the good example. I want you to take the family out to dinner, and when you get back, this house is going to be squeaky clean.
We're going out. Let's go to Bubba's Barbecue.
No, I want to go to Mighty Winnie's.
No, let's go to Burger Palace. The waiters have nice buns.
Mr. Winslow, we're from Squeaky Cleaning.
Hey, it's all yours.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production.
Jeez, Frank, we're gonna have to call for backup.
In association with Lorimar Television, and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.